Apocalypse and Avocados.
Welcome back to Apocalypse and Avocados, where we serve queerk energy, passive-aggressive truths, and today's special, pet peeves with a side of judgment. Today, we're playing Gaydar or Radar, where we try to figure out if a behavior is queer-coded or just a major red flag. I'm here with my co-hosts, Peter and Carissa.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Still gay.
There's still terrorists.
Still dying.
The world is still ending.
Well, despite the world ending, we'll try and have a little bit of fun today. Before we get into our game, what has sent you guys just spiraling this week? One thing, whether it's news, something from social media, anything, just what's one thing that has just sent you guys over the edge?
You're really going to make me think about this because there's a lot of things that happen on a daily basis that send me over the edge. And you would think otherwise because I work in a gym.
Herpes. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. There's too many things that are going on right now.
There's a lot of shit that's going on in the world.
Why don't you tell us? Give us some ideas.
For me, let's see. One thing would be the second signal chat message from our wonderful Secretary of Defense there, who's really doing a great job. I have to question if that was a DEI hire or not.
Oh, boy. Gone for that canceled right now.
Well, I mean, they're so against it, people not being able to do their jobs because they're not qualified. But then we've got this fucker over here who clearly doesn't know how to do his job. Never mind. Get me on a whole different rant today.
Well, I got something. It's not like that made me scream like chaos, but how about what happened in Spain and Portugal? Like, shit, their whole country was without power for 2 days.
Yeah,
that's nuts.
I heard about that, but I don't recall what happened or if they ever found out what happened. Why?
I'm not sure. I just know that they Portugal shares a power grid with Spain. Like a lot of the European countries share their power with each other because it's just a cheaper alternative.
Did anybody riot?
I don't know. Probably.
I mean, Americans would. Just saying.
They're too laid back over there.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. I don't really. But yeah, that's pretty much it. That's not chaotic. I mean, it is, but not for us.
No, that is kind of scary, though.
Well, let's see what it was.
You're going to look into it. I like it.
How about you, Carissa?
Anything chaotic this week?
Oh, yeah. The car crash in Worcester.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
The car crash in Worcester was crazy. That was over the weekend.
Yeah, but they keep, like, posting TikToks about it.
Are they? I haven't gone on TikTok, so.
I saw, like, four just today. One of them was a guy trying to be funny, and he, like, went up to the car that was on top of the Prius, and he's behind the car, and he's like, "You can't park there, ma'am. You can't park there."
Oh, my God.
Like, you're an asshole. The car is literally looking like a whoopee pie on top of the Prius, and you can't park there.
Yeah, and there was, like, people on the sidewalk that looked like they were taking care of people who were potentially injured. Like, don't make a joke about that shit.
No. That was kind of scary.
I like to make jokes, but not about that.
That car crash is, like, something you see in a movie.
Yeah. Like Mission Impossible shit. There were, like, what, 7 or 8 cars?
Yeah, it was nuts.
On a back road, too.
Not even a back. No, it was a main road.
Yeah, main road. Sorry, my bad.
It was a main road in a rural area where, like, you're not supposed to be speeding.
And just to tie it into a little bit of chaos, I want to rewind it back to a previous episode here. I'm going to correct myself just so MGK does not come for me. He is not from Cincinnati. He is from Cleveland, Ohio. Via Houston,
right.
Texas, where he was born.
Oh.
But I didn't know it was Ohio.
I didn't know either way, so.
So I do have some more information for you on the power outage.
All right, let's hear it.
So on April 28th, 2025, a massive power outage struck Spain and Portugal, leaving millions without electricity for several hours. The blackout, which also affected parts of southern France, disrupted transportation, communications, and essential services across the Iberian Peninsula.
Wow.
60% of the nation depends on the electricity that is supplied from that, from Spain. Sorry, just trying to get to the important stuff. The exact reason cause remains under investigation still, but the several factors are being considered: grid instability, renewable energy integration, and cybersecurity concerns.
Oh no, don't tell Trump. My God, they're putting in more solar panels and you took out the grid for the whole country. Don't fucking tell Trump.
Oh, that's one thing. I mean, anyone see that video of Trump essentially like telling a reporter to lie and agree with him?
He's an ass fraggle on society. Like, can we not talk about how fucking crazy he is? We have a literal like shrimp dick fucking flat ass pancake motherfucker looking turkey neck whatever running our country. He has the freaking corn hair husk whatever blowing in the wind. We don't need to talk about him.
That's an insult to corn.
Yes, it is.
It's corn.
Every time I hear about him, I literally just think like of a puckered up asshole. That's it.
That's an insult to assholes.
Well, it is what it is. I said what I said. Moving on.
Well, I guess that should bring us to our game. So today we are going to play Gaydar or Radar, which, as I mentioned, is a game where we will read out some pop culture opinions or behaviors, and the other hosts who did not read them will try and place them under either queer-coded or just a huge red flag.
Okay.
Pretty simple. No real rules. It's just your opinion. So I'll start. I'll read one, and you guys can give your opinion.
By the way, listeners, he has all of these questions in a giant coffee mug that he cut up before we started recording.
Arts and crafts. Hey. I unironically stan Regina George.
Gaydar.
I was going to say, this sounds like it's just me talking.
You wrote that one.
I mean, technically, I wrote all of them.
Okay, who goes next?
You can go next, Grissa.
Anyway, I was saying Gaydar because it basically was like Sean. It's like, yes, Gaydar.
I wish we had that sound for every time I wanted to say Gaydar instead of Radar.
All right, you guys ready for this one? Booked therapy because their favorite character got killed off.
Oh.
I feel like that's like
also both. Sean.
Also me, but not necessarily just because I'm gay. Possibly because I'm crazy.
I don't know. It's kind of sus, so I'll say Radar.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Radar.
I don't see the answer here.
Yeah, there are no answers. It's just our opinions.
Right,
they're just going to have to take it as we say it.
All right.
I would say it's Radar because it's like your favorite character gets killed off and now you feel like you have to go to therapy. Why are you doing that? Like, did you have some sort of emotional connection with this person? Are you stalking them on Instagram? Are you going through their feeds?
Probably.
They're not really dead.
I'll also have to make sure. As a queer person, growing up,
wait,
a lot of time.
Gay? No, fuck. Oh, I can't be here with you.
We have to get out of here.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys should go.
No, I'm good. I'm already started drinking.
Anyway, I was going to say, growing up, anytime there was like a queer character or a character that kind of like you felt some type of connection to, like they may have represented you, a lot of times they would either like move off of the show or get killed off or something. So I feel like gay people are kind of used to their favorite characters going away.
Well, Netflix just cancels all the shows with us in them. So
did they do that?
So many of the shows that have like a strong gay presence in them, they just cancel them.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Like the, what was it? The Queer Squad, the cartoon one where it was their.
Oh, yeah.
I remember you told me about that.
Yeah, that was hysterical, and it
was.
It really should have continued on, and it wasn't hurting anybody. But yeah, they gave it one season, probably because they showed so much peen in it.
Yeah. I guess that could be the reason.
I mean, it's animated peen. It's not really like, meh. Anyway.
Oh, it's
Peter's turn.
Oh, Jesus. this doesn't bode well for anyone.
I suppose whoever's reading the prompt should be the person who ultimately, or should it just be the consensus?
I think the consensus is good.
That works.
Oh boy. I cried harder at the end of Pose than at my grandma's funeral.
I didn't see the end of Pose.
I don't even know what that is.
All right.
it sounds like a, yeah, next question.
Sounds like a nobody
gives a fuck. I cried when watching Pose, but I didn't see the end of it.
Oh, fuck. Like, seriously? Why is it everything is Sean? Where's mismatched earrings intentionally?
Gaydar.
That's Gaydar.
Yeah. Fucking homo. Fucking queer.
Well, he's the one that created the game. I mean, let's be honest.
Listen, I used AI to make these.
I don't believe you.
Carissa, why don't you read this one and tell me that doesn't sound like Sean? I don't think this game is very fair.
Uses a reusable tote for emotional baggage. We're not playing this game anymore.
Yeah.
Sean is everything in the cup. It's all Gaydar. That's it.
Well, that was a bust.
And not in the gay way. We miss and hit someone in the eyes. Anyway, moving on.
Well, I guess that brings us to pet peeves. Does anybody have any pet peeves that they would like to kick us off with?
I'm going to go wild right now.
Oh, jeez. Spiral.
I hate when people leave hair in the shower.
Oh.
That is the most disgusting thing. Please do not leave your hair in my shower. I will make a voodoo doll with it.
And you know that shit sticks together because all the soap and nasty crud.
Oh, my God. And then you got to pick it up.
Practically makes a doll itself.
Yeah, basically.
My biggest pet peeve is people who chew with their fucking mouth open. Drives me insane. Like, it fuels my hatred. I literally want to smack the shit out of somebody. If they're sitting across from me, even worse. I don't care if you're my grandmother. It makes me want to fucking violently hit you. Repeatedly. It is disgusting. No one needs to see your food. Like, oh my God, the noise, the mouth noises. Just someone take it away.
Wait, no, I have to build on this a little bit more. So chewing with your mouth open and then heavy breathing.
Like the guy from Hey Arnold.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm definitely Hugga in that situation.
Just a fist to the face.
Yes, it makes me so violent. I don't like it. It's gross. Stop. Stop doing it, especially when people have like that massive wad of gum and they're just and they're talking to you like it makes them look cool.
I like to chew gum that way.
It makes you look like you have a stroke when you're fucking chewing off to the side. No.
Do you want to hit me?
You don't have anything in your mouth right now.
That's a good thing.
I have one. It's not so much, it is something that someone does, but it's not like an action that you would be there when they were doing. So I get so mad if I go into the bathroom and the toilet paper is going like, it's like a mullet instead of bangs.
Oh my God.
That like, it makes me just have a bad day. Like if that's how my day starts, if that's my first thing I see when I go into the bathroom, then it's just, I know it's going to be a terrible fucking day from there on out.
That's the one who burns through more toilet paper than anybody else that I know.
He wants to have a clean anus.
I don't even touch the toilet paper. Like he refills every single fucking roll because he uses that much.
Well, that's a good thing that he's like a little anal about it.
So he gets his little veil fucking toilet paper. Oof. On the rack.
Speaking of toilet paper, I hate when somebody empties the toilet paper roll and instead of taking the empty roll off of it, they just take the new roll and put it on top.
On top of like the...
Yeah.
The area that's empty.
Yeah, on top of like the fucking toilet paper holder with the old fucking empty roll there. That pisses me off. It is not that much work to take off the empty roll, throw it out, and put the new roll on.
Yeah, it's not.
I want to punch someone in the face.
That's like when you, when you're at the office or when you live with multiple people and there's one item left in like a box. And they just put the whole box back with that one little item left. take the fucking item out and leave it on top of the new box that is not open, or like next to where the new box will go. You don't need that whole half empty box. It's more than half empty, completely empty, essentially, box in there for that one little item.
It's one tea bag left.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the crumbs at the bottom of the chip bag.
Yeah.
Why?
That one. That when someone fucking, well, I thought someone might want some. No, you fucking didn't.
If somebody wanted some, you would have left some.
Right.
You didn't want to be accused of eating them all, so you said, oh, there's still some left. Bitch.
Fat fuck. How dare you?
There's some left, but not human size. Not enough for you. It's just like the Cheeto dust on the bottom of the bag.
It's like when you had to take the little bags when you were a kid. Remember the little bags of chips? And you get to the bottom and it has the dust. And you're pouring it into your mouth.
And you're like,
try doing that with the family size bag.
That is a big pet peeve. It's not even anything that like anybody we know does. When you get a bag of chips that you have been craving and you're like, oh, I'm going to get the big one because I need the family size one because I just hate myself today and I want this. And then you open it and it's 95% air. And there's like seven chips at the bottom of the bag rolling around.
And they have no seasoning?
No seasoning.
It's a shitty bag.
Yeah.
A shitty bag.
When you get the ranch, like bag, the ranch Doritos, yep. And you don't even get the money chip, the one that's covered in seasoning.
Oh, yeah. That's the best one.
Yeah, that's what I call it, the money chip. Sorry. You always get a money chip in a bag, and if you're lucky, you'll get more than one. But like Doritos, the cheddar Doritos, you have a money chip, and you all know what it is. It is the bright orange fucking crusted chip that you just want to lick first to get all the cheese off.
Oh, yeah. Those are the best ones.
And the ranch one is the one that's like completely speckled.
For me, it's the Wachusett barbecue chips.
Oh, those are good.
If I don't get one that is completely orange... fuck you. You sold me the worst bag in the store. I'm going to throw it back at the sales guy.
You know what? On the same like level of that, soggy fries.
Oh, so gross.
They're supposed to have crunch.
They are. Soft on the inside, crunchy on the outside.
Or when you get a 10-piece nugget and two of them are stuck together. They're fused and they counted it as two.
That person's just a fucking asshole. Let's be honest.
I'm supposed to get an extra.
I have to tell you a story. So when I my first job was at McDonald's, Peter and I worked there together. And Peter luckily got to do clean job was the cash register, right? And I had to cook. And when I was back there cooking, you know, my little secret was I never counted how many nuggets I threw in the box. I didn't give a fuck. As long as there was more than what was supposed to be in there, that's it. I wasn't counting, especially if the boss is telling you, hurry the fuck up. Okay, bitch, I'm dumping this whole pan in here. This is a 20-piece. Maybe they're getting 50 today. Because I've had enough of your shit.
You made someone very happy that day.
They open their bag. They're like, whoa, more nuggets than fries.
That's a first.
Because the nuggets are like one of the most expensive things on the menu.
Right.
You're getting 50 of them. You're like, fuck, start the car.
Make sure you get enough sauce too, because that.
That's three sauces for the 20 nuggets.
Do you remember when they didn't have a problem? Like they would just throw handfuls of sauce into your bag when you get nuggets. You could get four nuggets and they'd give you like 20 sauces.
Yeah. Now they're stingy as fuck.
Now they're pre-tariff. That was pre-tariff.
It was pre-tariffs.
They've been preparing for the tariffs for a while then. They must have had some kind of soothsayer or...
insider trading. They know.
Trading.
McDonald's in there with the Illuminati and shit.
Makes sense. That checks out. I mean, on the topic of pet peeves and work, one thing that I can't fucking stand is when someone says, let's circle back to that. Let's fucking not.
Let's segue and divert completely from that topic.
I don't want to talk about this.
Am I a fucking Google Doc? You're not going to circle back to me. Circle back to my fucking document that I'm going to make you about so I don't ever have to fucking meet with you again. Thank you.
Pet peeves at work, when you ask me the same fucking question I've answered 20 times.
Oh, yeah. That's for me, too.
Soon as you should know this shit by now.
Right.
Yeah. None of that bullshit. You've worked here for how many years? Sorry. Go ahead.
For me, it's no, it's the same thing. When you ask me the same question multiple times, we've already done a gym orientation. We've gone over how the bicep curl works 17 times. Susan, why are you asking me again? It works exactly the same way as it did the 17 times before that I showed it to you.
I mean, she is elderly. Her arm might bend the other way now.
That's a visual.
Oh, that is something that drives me crazy. And I understand. I know I work with seniors, so I am very, very patient. But when you're asking me 17 times, just go to another gym, please.
But is she just elderly or is she like dementia or something?
No, there's nothing wrong. She's just not quite all there.
She just has squirrel moments.
Yeah. We're going to call her Susan because I'm not going to say her name. But yeah, she paid me a visit today.
Oh, boy.
And it was actually for the bicep curl.
That makes it worse.
Speaking of people asking the same fucking question over and over again, I can't stand, like you guys were kind of saying, when it's something that they should know. Like Peter mentioned, you've worked here for how many years? You've mentioned I've gone over it 17 times. So I had a situation at work where someone higher up than me is setting up a meeting with myself and my bosses to discuss what we can do for custom requests from clients, which this person has been told multiple times that we cannot accommodate them, but like somehow, some way, they just expect something to change. What do you think is going to change? Did you get me more people? Do I have a bigger team? No, then I can't do it.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, we can segue right out of this into friendship pet peeves.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, friendship.
Because I have a lot of those. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love all of my friends, and there are quite a few that I haven't talked to in a very long time. But when we hang out, it's like no time has passed, and they still have all the pet peeves. So,
oh, yeah.
It's like they never grow out of it. And that is my biggest pet peeve, is when you have a friend who just refuses to see that the party is over. Like, You've been going out with this person, bars, restaurants, everything, going, burning the midnight oil out until 3 a.m. since your 20s. And like, we're almost in our 40s now. Like, come on. It's time to stop. The party has officially ended. The lights have turned on and the light is not flattering. So get the fuck out. Scatter like a cockroach.
Right. Now you have to think about it this way, too. Remember when we were younger, we'd go to the bar and we'd see the older people there that were our age. We called them the older people. And we'd be like, what are they doing here? They're too fucking old to be here. Why are they here? Now we're those people.
I mean, I don't go anymore, so.
I do. It's a little different now, though.
The reason that I don't go, though, is because when the last time we went, it was all the same people still.
Oh, yeah.
It's all of the people that you went to high school with, all the people that you've worked with, you've known since they were kids. And like, I get some people want that for their community, but like, it's time to go up, get a steady 9 to 5 and start working towards other things like vacations and shit. Because if you're okay with just going to the bar and getting drunk every weekend, well into your 50s, we got nothing in common.
Yeah, I think I hit a point where that changed. I mean, I still go out to the bars, but everybody knows now, this is however many episodes we've done, that I don't drink. But yes, I still go to bars.
Yeah, I mean, going once in a while for the social interaction is not bad. But like when people just, you know what I mean.
Oh, I know. When they still want to party until 3 a.m. and they want to go wait in the Burger King drive-thru line.
Yeah.
An hour after the bar. And then after that, they don't want to go home. They want to find out where the after party is. Oh, I know.
The after party is in my fucking bed and not in the sexual way.
And you're not coming with me. So you need to figure out where you're going or get the fuck out of my car.
Call a fucking Uber.
I mean, on friendship pet peeves, another thing that we've talked about previously is like people asking for money. I'm not I'm not opposed to helping a friend out, trust me. But when
very specific friend,
you are constantly asking everyone for fucking money over and over and over again, and you have no shame about it. I'm sorry, but I have an issue with that. Like, what is everyone to you? Do you think that they're just your, like,
ATM.
Your ATM, your yep. loan? We're not here to support you. Please do not send me a message asking me to send you money for your fucking vice when I barely have enough money for my own vices. Absolutely fucking not. It makes me so angry. Another thing that pisses me off. When people post their fucking Venmo and Cash App handles, send me money for a drink. Send me money for this. Fuck you. Go make your own fucking money.
Or it's my birthday. That pisses me off too. It's my birthday. Yeah. I say that every fucking day of the year.
If I cared it was your fucking birthday and I wanted to buy you a drink, I'd go to where you are and I'd buy you a fucking drink.
Right.
Exactly. Shit.
That pisses me off to no end too.
Yeah, that's essentially like... Oh.
And then again, how old are we and why the fuck are we posting this on social media?
Yes. Right. Yes. on social media, that topic, like, oh my God, vague social media stories that are clearly subtweets or sub-posts at other people specifically, like super passive-aggressive, just block them and start a podcast like the rest of us.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like people behind the keyboard, they're keyboard warriors, whatever. The people are always saying what they think other people want to hear, what they want to. They may be their opinions, but they're also saying shit for clout.
Yeah.
Like, they're just writing it because they're like, oh, yeah, well, this partially is my opinion, but I know that people are going to click on it and reply to it all the time or retweet and reshare.
That's right. It's their way of getting attention.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, how much attention do you actually need? And come on. Specifically, there are very few people that I have seen, but I know, like, when they're lying. Like, the story is so blatantly obvious that it is a lie, and they're still fucking posting it, and the fact that people just eat it up. Like, it's fucking, oh my God, sorry, I got wine all over my face. They're just eating it up, like it's mother's milk, drinking it up. And it's so disgusting.
It's obnoxious.
Sorry.
Oh, no. No. You want to go ahead? Because I wanted to build on that.
Oh, no, it was building on that too, so I can go after you.
Oh, I was, so.
I had a nerve.
What drives me nuts is when people post pictures of themselves with their significant other. Pretending like everything is fine and dandy. They have this happy life together. But then on the other end of things, they're telling their best friend or whoever's close to them about all the terrible shit that person is doing to them.
Yep. Yep.
That drives me fucking bananas. Like, just, you know what? Don't post the picture of you and your other person pretending to be happy when you know deep down what's going on. Just don't do it.
Yeah.
It's stupid. You look stupid.
Well, I'm going to build on what both of you are saying because I know someone that does both of these things. Based on Peter's face, he knows what I'm talking about. When someone is lying so much that they lie and they've put their lie out there on the internet and then they don't remember it exactly as they told it. And because you're not so like involved in their life every single day, you still remember the original story you were told or that you read. And then right. You see the new version of it and you're like, wait, when did this person in the story go from being a woman to a man? Suddenly, this is a man in the story and not a woman. I'm very confused.
And whose car got stolen? Or did you steal it? What's happening?
And like, yeah. And on that same topic of like posting and seeming like everything is great, I know someone who will in one breath be posting about how amazing their partner is. And then in another breath, calling them a fucking idiot to everybody that they know. And I mean, I would assume that their partner is blocked because if I knew my partner was talking about me like that, I would be pissed.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I don't say shit like that.
I mean, I vent, you know, to people here and there, but I'm not going to go in the same breath when I'm venting. I'm not going to be like, oh, I love her. Let me post a picture on my socials. No, fuck that bitch. I don't fucking like her right now, and I'm not posting a picture of us.
Well, it has been statistically proven that the couples that share more photos of them together, that they're less happy than couples that don't. So the more pictures you have together, the less likely that you are to stay together. Sean and I have been together for 12 years, and I think we have like a total of 12 pictures together.
I don't even know if we have, I mean, we probably have them. We just don't, we don't consider them ones that we like.
But you also don't post them like crazy people.
No, because that stuff is, that's made for you to remember the memory. It's not for everybody else.
That's like, how I feel.
Yeah, you go and you post that shit out there. It's because you want attention. You want people to see it, and you want people to feel some sort of envy for your life.
Yeah. Right.
And you're going to do that. And then when your life doesn't turn out to be the way that you wanted, it's going to be like you did that for nothing. And now people aren't going to envy you. They're not even going to remember you.
Like, right.
That took a dark turn. Sorry. But yeah, that's my one of my biggest pet peeves. Another one is when people commit to something and then they back out. Flakes.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Frustrating.
That's super frustrating.
That brings me back to my hoe days. Oh my God, I used to hate when people would flake on a hookup. Oh, go through so much fucking work and then they flake on you.
What work? You're basically nude. Like, you don't have any hair except for on your face.
Well, I mean, if I was bottoming, there's some prep work that goes into that.
And my response to that is shit happens. You're in a gay relationship, shit happens. Literally.
Yeah, but let's be honest, that kind of takes you out of the moment.
Yeah, I mean, it does, but you can't expect somebody to be Listerine fresh down there all the time.
Oh my God, when Vanjie ever said that.
Oh, I wasn't referring to her, but I thought that's brought it back to RuPaul.
Yes. I thought that's what you were talking about because that's the only time I've ever heard it.
I was literally just talking about fresh, but.
Oh. Because remember she said, I used to have a little secret. I put a little Listerine in there.
Oh, God. I didn't know she said that.
And the doctor's like, please don't do that. Please don't tell anyone to do that.
Kills the good bacteria in your asshole.
It's anal bleaching or steaming, for that matter.
Anal bleaching. Some people do need that. That is why it is a thing. We will not bring it back to that, however.
Seven Color Lagoon's asshole.
Seven shades of anyway. No, so flaky friends, that's a big one. I really don't like when you commit to something and then you just back out, especially when I've bought the fucking tickets.
Oh yeah,
that pisses me off too, especially when they tell you, okay, buy the tickets and I'm gonna give you the money for them, and then they don't give you the money for them because they decide the day before that they're not going.
Oh, I can't go. Really? Really? Fuckface? Because I bought the tickets already, and now I'm stuck footing the bill.
Yeah, that's fucking annoying.
I can't go. I have explosive diarrhea. I can't leave my bathroom for more than 5 seconds at a time.
I have my phone plugged into the wall by the sink in the bathroom.
Yeah, it's pretty shitty.
You know what that does immediately? It brings out the pettiest side of me ever. And like, I mean, it doesn't take much to bring that out of me, let's be honest, but oh my God, immediately you do that to me, I'm like, just wait. I'm going to talk to you about doing something. We're going to be like making plans. I'm going to make you pay for it. Then I'm not going to fucking go.
I love that you plot revenge.
Oh, always.
Always. Make you pay for it. You know that that friend that flakes and doesn't pay you back for the ticket is never going to front the money for anything else.
No,
right.
I know. You just have to find something else that gets them equally as hard. Like they're planning a party and you tell them that you're going to go and you never show up.
Or you go and you steal like the most expensive booze.
Or you go and there's a dress code and you go in your pajamas.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, that really only makes you look like an asshole, though.
True. But at least you're comfy.
You know, what you do is you go, you find out what the person's wearing, because, you know, you're friends with whoever's in this friend group, and say, can you send me a picture of what they're wearing? And then you buy the same exact outfit.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And you make it look better.
Make it look better.
Put some fucking Tiffany's on. No. I ain't got money for that right now.
Speaking of other pet peeves, how about this one? Okay. I have a friend who every time she drinks, she starts whacking me. Listen to what I'm saying. Yo, listen. And I love her to death, but why are you hitting me?
I was
standing
listening.
Right next to you, listening.
Yeah, I have friends like that, but I really don't like the friends that, it's not that I don't like them. I really don't like when people get overly emotional when they drink. And they're like very touchy-feely. And I'm like, I'm not a touchy person. This does not apply to any of you listeners that want to meet me in person. I may give you a hug. I may not. We may embrace gently for 2 seconds.
Or may shove you into a wall. He's not sure.
We may do shots. That is fine.
Body shots.
But my friend group that is very close to me, and when I hang out with them and they get drunk and they're like, give me a hug, or you're so amazing and I love you, and they're hanging all over. He's like, bitch, back the fuck up. I am sweaty as fuck. I do not need all of your regret on me. Thanks. Move away. And smack him right in the forehead. Best thing ever. Punch someone in the forehead.
What about drunk people who repeat themselves?
Oh, my God.
They tell you the same story about 56 times.
Oh, like 10-second Tom.
Yes. Hi, my name is Tom.
Yeah, they tell you the same story and they don't even remember that they just told you not like 5 minutes before.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's like Ghosts. You remember we were talking about that show, Ghosts?
Yeah, I remember.
They have a hippie in there and she robbed a bank at one point when she was alive. But she doesn't remember because she died when she was high. So she keeps forgetting. So she'll go up to somebody and she's going to be like, I'll tell you something I've never told anyone in my entire life. And he goes, what? She goes, I robbed a bank once. All of the ghosts have been with her for like 100 years. So they've heard her do this a million times. She's like, I robbed a bank once.
Every couple episodes it happens.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I love their ghost powers on that show too.
Yeah.
Like they all have different ghost powers when they've been there long enough. Mm-hmm. Or they just discover them. And hers is, since she died on acid, when she walks through a living person, they get high on acid.
My God, that's funny.
So she'll, like, randomly, someone will bump into her or walk through her, and they're like, oh. Anyway, yeah, that view of a repeat drunk. I hate those.
Well, I mean, while we're on the topic of pop culture, what are some pop culture pet peeves that you have?
Britney Spears.
You don't like watching her twirl her knives around in her panties?
What about 2007 Britney Spears, when she just shaved her head and just went for it?
I liked her then. She reminded me of a gremlin dildo.
She was a go-getter at that point, I feel like.
Yeah, she was a go-get-your-buzzer and shave.
She's like, contract, watch this.
Yeah, I don't know. Britney Spears is a pet peeve in pop culture. I don't. She's a great performer, very much like Madonna-esque.
Madonna.
But
please stop getting plastic surgery. Just age. It's okay.
It's so bad.
Please age.
She literally had an interview where she said that the worst thing that a woman could do in pop or in like music is age. So that's why she does all these crazy plastic surgeries and looks like the Grimace.
But like, you can have crazy, like tons of plastic surgery and stuff, like, and not look absolutely insane. And don't get me wrong, this person doesn't look completely normal, but Dolly Parton doesn't look as insane as Madonna.
No, she looks like she's aged naturally. And yeah,
I mean, you can tell she's had work, but like, she doesn't look crazy.
Right.
Madonna, it looks like the fish that's stuck to the side of the tank. She's eating all the algae.
Yeah, she looks like something right out of Alien.
Yeah.
Well, look at Michael Jackson. Remember what he did? I mean, he changed color.
Come.
When he ever did the nose, I mean, why? What the?
What nose?
Exactly. He had a bird's beak. What was he thinking?
Who knows? Latoya has the same nose, though.
How about
from the surgeries?
God, really?
How about Ozempic as a diet in pop culture?
I'm impartial on this one.
I'm not no. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm all for weight loss drugs and everything, but I'm saying like you the way. The change in celebrities since it's come out on the market, like I feel like everyone is on it. Even people who didn't need it are on it. And I'm like, holy shit, this person looks like a skeleton now.
Or a crackhead.
I mean, I'm all for it if you're a certain age and it's really hard for it to come off and you need a little help, but you're still working out and eating. Yeah, I'm okay with that. I think that a lot of people, and I would assume in Chris's industry, that they think of it as a cop-out. I don't see it that way. I see it as the majority of America, we're one of the most obese countries on earth. And we should look at it more as people need to get healthy either way to get out of this. And yeah, mm-hmm. They may not lose it. As healthily as going to the gym and eating. But the fact of the matter is they're losing it and we don't have to worry about like a diabetes epidemic in the country.
Yeah.
I think that some people just don't operate the same way as other people. And we can't really judge when people don't have access to like good foods or even a gym or going outside. Like there's some parts in this country that are so dangerous. You should, if you read like the news and stuff and you think about it, Texas has fucking jaguars encroaching into there.
Yeah.
And warthogs and stuff. So imagine like you have somebody from Southern Texas that wants to go out and work out and stuff. They have to worry about a fucking warthog mauling them.
Or in New England is freezing cold.
Yeah.
For a good portion of the year too.
I think that we shouldn't judge how people choose to lose weight. I don't think everybody.
In my industry, I'm judging.
Well, I don't think that everybody needs to be on them, but I think that certain people, it is a good alternative for them.
I agree what you're saying about for certain people, that it's a helpful addition to fitness and nutrition. But you have to be willing to put the three together. If you're not going to put the three together, just don't do the weight loss drug because... Number one, when you're losing that weight, you're also losing your muscle tone. I have a lot of opinions about this. I could go on for days. But just to keep it simple, you're losing your muscle tone and you're essentially going to be skinny fat, which is not cute. So you really have to make sure you do it the right way.
They call that hot girl fit.
That's what they call it. Is that a real thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Hot girl fit. Yeah. It's when you're skinny or you have muscles, but they're not actually functional muscles.
Yeah.
They're just for the vanity.
In the fitness industry, we call it skinny fat.
See, that's a little pious there to call it skinny fat. Like, they're still skinny.
Yeah, they are.
I think that we place such a high standard, especially in the United States, on people having to look a certain way.
Yeah, we really do, especially because of celebrities and things like that. And a lot of people look up to celebrities. So there's a stigma about the way a person should look. So I agree with you there.
Yeah, and I feel like everybody's trying to aspire to a certain look.
Right.
Here, and it's just not obtainable for everyone. And that's okay. Just enjoy yourself. Like, I love myself. I love my personality. I don't love myself naked. I've said this before. I don't hate my body, but I know that it's more like this person that I see in the mirror swallowed my old body. So I will get back to it. I'm just, you need to love yourself and you need to find a way to love yourself even in the, I say air quotes, thick of it.
Yes. I like that. That's a good way to put it.
But you won't always be that way. Unless you really have no motivation to do anything with your life, which brings me back to that pet peeve. But yeah, you should really just find a way to love yourself and then the weight will come off. That's it.
Yeah.
Whether it be with those Ozempic, Zepbound or whatever.
Or the gym.
Yes, or the gym.
You can't leave that out. Hello, I'm sitting right here.
I mean, I do, and that's why we're in this situation. No, I used to be such a gym rat when a few years ago when I still lived at home. I loved going to the gym.
Yeah, you used to make me do leg day, and I still hate leg day, but that's besides the point.
Now I'm like a meal pack rat. No, it was more so like because we went through a hard time, and I had taken these weight loss drugs, and I was exercising and everything, and I dropped like 50 pounds in 3 months, and it was nuts, and it was staying off too because I was still exercising with it. But yeah, we had a hard time, and then I just blew back up like the fucking Michelin man. It'll come off again.
You have the motivation and you'll know when you're ready. That's it. But
exactly.
As long as you're healthy, and that's something that I'm big on. I don't think you have to look a certain way. I think you just have to be healthy.
Yeah. It's just like what they said, and just go with it. When you feel it, you do it.
That's right.
Granted, he was talking about taking a shit, but... Right.
Devlin.
A Devlin. Great movie. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. But yeah, that's my outlook on the weight loss meds.
Yeah, I can agree with you. I just wanted to bring it up because I know it's something that's really big in pop culture right now. Like, let's just... bring it back to RuPaul like I always do. The promo came out this past week for the new All-Star season, and so many of them are so skinny. And like one of the noticeable factors, I feel like, that you when you know it's Ozempic is that really defined cheekbone jawline area. And that's what all of them have. It's like
Ozempic face.
Yeah,
they call
exactly.
It.
Exactly. And every single one of them that has lost a drastic amount of weight has that like Ozempic face, like you said. And so that's kind of why I brought it up, which side note, we will be doing a little mini series thing to do some reviewing and talking about the new season of All Stars. So if anyone's interested in that, you can catch that on our socials. And here we may be bringing in a special guest for that. But yeah, that's just a little side piece.
Yeah. I think it'll be fun. As much fun as it can be watching RuPaul again.
I'll make it fun for everyone.
No, it's a great show. It's just becoming a little derivative, but it is what it is. I guess you know that what you can expect.
At least this season is going to be like a whole new format with the tournament of All Stars, 18 queens and 3 brackets and everything. So. We should see. It should be entertaining. We'll see if anything, how it pans out.
I think the most interesting thing about it is having 12 to 18 queens, 12 to 18 queer people in the same room at one time.
Yeah.
And there's no ketamine involved.
That's highly unusual.
And it's not a club. It's a competition.
Exactly. those are basically all of the pet peeves I have. No, they're not, but we don't have time to keep going into those. I mean, I can mention one more.
We got time for one more.
This one I'll go back to just like a friend's pet peeve, I guess. I don't like when people... it might just be a personal thing for me. I don't like when people overphilosophize
Philosophist. I can't say that word either.
You know what I'm going with this, are overly philosophical when they're speaking. Like, they try to sound so much more profound than they are, and they just end up looking stupid. Like, stop using words out of context. Stop it. You don't know what that word means. Stop putting it in the sentence. You do not need a 15-minute conversation to get your point across. You just sound stupid.
Yeah, I agree with you. That drives me crazy, too. I mean, keep it simple, stupid. That's all I got to say about that.
Like, there's so many ways. You can sound so intelligent by cutting that sentence down to, like, 10 words.
Right. And the conversation doesn't need to go on for 15 minutes if it's something you can tell me in one sentence.
Exactly.
Agreed. And we don't always need to talk on the phone.
Right. Text me, bitch.
Yes. Phone calls over text.
My phone ringing is a pet peeve in itself.
Oh, yeah. It's just, if it's certain people are okay. But for the majority, I don't need to hear your voice.
I will watch the phone ring.
If you've called me and I've answered, consider yourself very lucky, because like Carissa said, I'll sit there and just be like, oh, it's ringing. Maybe I should. Guess it's done.
Oh, missed call.
I think that there's probably like 8 people total that I'm completely okay with them calling me. And 2 of them are in this room.
Yeah, that's about the number for me, too.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah, most of them are family. Maybe, like, one of them's friend.
Yeah. Just text me. It's all good.
Yeah, we don't need to. This, it's like when you have somebody who wants to get on a meeting at work. This could have been a fucking email.
Right.
all of them pretty much could have been emails. Like, I really don't need to meet with people. Unless I need to learn how to use a whole new program and you're going to be the one to show me, I don't need to meet with you.
Like, I have a particular thing, and my boss's boss loves to have weekly catch-ups with me, and I almost never turn on my camera because I just don't care enough. And that you see them too, and you're like, they look lost because they can't focus on your picture on the thing. They're like looking around. It's like, yes, that's right. You squirm. I don't want to be here. Is this uncomfortable yet? Clearly not. It's been going on for 2 months.
So that's funny, because I, in my job, I, as you guys know, take meetings with clients or calls with clients on a regular basis. And I hate when people book a Zoom meeting. And I have to have it that way that they can, because I take meetings with clients who are out of the country and I can't call them. So I used to just, if someone turned their camera on, oh, I'm just turning my camera on for you, I would not have it on initially. But now someone turns their fucking camera on, sorry, my camera's broken.
Sorry, my patience is broken.
And that's really what it is. Because so many times in those meetings, I find myself like needing to rip at my face and just like pull my cheeks out to the sides, because I'm so stressed out by what they're saying to me that I can't be on screen with them, because I'll get myself in trouble.
It hurts to fake smile.
I don't even do that. You know me. I'm just very deadpan all the way around. So when I'm on a meeting, someone will, like, tries to make a joke and you're like laughing through your teeth.
So that's the problem. When I'm on the call, on a Zoom call with them on camera, I feel like I have to do that. So I'm smiling and laughing like, yeah, I want to fucking kill you.
Look at me.
Oh, my God.
I love not turning the camera on, because we just have, like, the emoji, the emoji, whatever it is, the avatar of you on there. And when you talk, you know, it lights up.
That's funny.
So when he's on the meeting with me and I'm talking, he's trying so hard not to look at the picture. Just looking around, like, at the ceiling and shit. Like, this is this is more uncomfortable for me than it is for you.
At that point, you just turn your camera on.
So you're lucky you even have that option. When I worked from home, we didn't have that option. They said, excuse me, Carissa, can you please turn your camera on?
She's like, why? I'm taking a shit.
The first company that Peter and I worked for together, where we worked from home, they tried to do that to me. They literally said before the meeting, we had to turn our cameras on. And a woman was a boss who was leaving in 2 weeks. So I don't know why I was going to fucking listen to her. She's like, can you please turn your camera on? I said, no. No, I can't, actually.
No.
No.
No, I have this condition where I don't like to wear clothes at home. So unless you want to see me in my skin sweater.
That's like when they told me that I had to start taking phone calls, and they're like, one day a week. Okay, I take them on Mondays. And then suddenly on a Friday, they're like, why aren't you on the phone, Sean? And I said, because it's Friday. And they said, yeah, we need you on the phones today. Well, no, that was not what you hired me for. So bye.
That wasn't in the job description.
That is not what you said I was doing. No.
As things are winding down here, does anybody want to share one more pet peeve they have?
I have about 50 million, but...
So why don't you go with one?
Oh, yeah.
Relationship pet peeve.
Oh, relationship pet peeve? Stop calling me 50 million times a day. I don't need you to call me 50 million times a day. Just send me a text. And if it's an emergency, fine. It's okay that you call, but don't call me 50 million times a day. I love you, but not that much.
If you don't live together and you're not family, probably don't need to share your fucking location.
That's a good one.
Wait, if you live together.
If you don't live together.
If you don't live
together. You're not family. You don't need to be sharing your location.
That's a good point.
And I mean, I get it. Like, if you want to make sure your partner gets home okay or something, but like, if it's that serious, why aren't you guys talking about moving in together?
That's a good point.
I have one, and this is going to be controversial for a lot of our community. But if you are in a relationship and you feel a monogamous relationship and you feel that you need to tell your partner that it needs to be an open relationship, this is not polyamorous relationships. That's something that's mutually discussed between them. If you feel that you need to open your relationship in order to stay with that person, you should not be with that person. You shouldn't be in a relationship, period. Open relationships are for people that need to keep playing the field.
Mm-hmm. That goes for cheaters too. Sorry.
Exactly.
If you cheat on your partner, then you clearly don't love them the way that you say you do. Yeah. So just end the relationship and don't hurt that person. Because right. That's not okay.
I will agree with what you guys are saying, but my only disagreement with what Peter said is that I think there are some people who going into relationships truly want that, like, what's it called? Ethical non-monogamy or whatever it is, where like they're fine with their partner being with multiple people and they have that too. And that's not for me specifically, but I'm not knocking it if it is for somebody else. I just think
talking
that,
about that.
No,
that's polyamory. I'm not.
Yes, it is. That is still polyamory. I know what you're saying. If it's just like, oh, you two are together for five years, whatever, and now you need to open it up so you guys can go sleep with whoever on the side. It with ethical non-monogamy, it's oftentimes the same people that you're seeing over and over again. So it is actually about like a connection with a person. It's not about just like going out and sticking your dick or getting your...
plugging up all the holes.
Yeah. So like, I guess that's where I'm coming from. I can understand that there are certain people who that's the way that they love and that's okay. But when it's the way you're talking about, when it's just to be able to go out and kind of be a hoe, and yeah, it's kind of like, what's going on here?
At that point, you're in a relationship so that you both can pay your bills.
Yeah.
And right.
If it's something that, I don't know, like for me personally, I'd rather do it with my partner than by myself. That's just me.
It sounds like a lot of plumbing to be maintained. Moving on.
Well, I mean, I guess that kind of brings us to the end of our episode now. It's about that time. So whether you're out there radiating gaydar, setting off emotional radars, or just making someone rage text their therapist with your pet peeves, thanks for spiraling with us. Remember, it's not that deep unless it's a group chat breakdown. Send us your favorite red flags and rants, and we'll be back again next week. Same hot mess, different emotional crises.
And just to let you know, there are other minisodes coming. So in the future, you will also, with Sean's RuPaul, you will be getting the open door to me telling it how it is, sending all of your questions for advice.
Or feedback.
I'll be answering all of your questions with the bitter truth.
Absolutely. And we've got some other mini-sode ideas in the works for you guys, as well as some recurring segments coming up. So make sure to pay attention to our polls and all the things we're doing on social, because that's how you can kind of get an idea of what's to come. But we will be back again next week, and keep listening, share, like, follow. Have a great day, Chaos Crew.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, thanks for listening to Apocalypse and Avocados. If you laughed, cringed, or yelled same at any point, do us a favor. Hit follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never have to miss an episode. If you really want to make our day, share this episode with a friend, or three, who needs some chaos and avocado energy in their life. Don't forget to follow us on socials for behind-the-scenes rants, memes, and questionable life advice. You'll find us everywhere at Apocalypse and Avocados. Seriously, your support keeps us going and might even save us from being replaced by podcasting robots. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.